Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Day after Veterans Day, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners anywhere in the world, in any country in the world. Imagine, by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you'll discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners, and yeah, the world is shrinking. Now, today's show, we already know, is about careers versus college. But I do want to take a moment and talk about Veterans Day. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Now, it was on yesterday's news about the young mother that was held captive for several hours out of state. And through the grace of God, she was able to talk this young man out of doing any harm and turning himself in. And I just caught a glimpse of it. So any of you that, if you're listening to the show this morning and you know what I'm talking about, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. But you want to know what really got my attention? He didn't look like he was a mean guy. But when he returned home from the service, he couldn't get a job. He couldn't get any employment. Why is that? Here we are, living in the greatest nation in the world. And we can't even take care of those who gave their lives. Their lives are in jeopardy to save ours. How dare we? How dare we? Now, yesterday, the Joint Service Color Guard participated Tuesday in the Chicago Veterans Day ceremony at Soldier Field. Beneath drizzly laden skies, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Governor Pat Quinn, and a host of other dignitaries remember the sacrifices of American veterans Tuesday at Soldier Field. But how many have forgotten? Remember September 11th? How can you forget? Now, this is what Rahmi said. To all veterans and veterans' families, you'll never be far from our thoughts. You'll never be far from our hearts, but you'll always be in our prayers. Well, wait a minute. Is that Governor, Mayor Rahm Emanuel? Was that just for the day? Was that just for November 11th? What about the other days in the year? What about these veterans, men and women, that are suffering traumatic, post-traumatic effect from giving, for putting their lives on the line? Governor Quinn, of course you know that he lost the election to Rauner. It's going to be interesting to see how that's going to play out. But he doubted his efforts to provide services for returning vets. And I salute him because he said one day isn't enough to remember those who have sacrificed so much. We need to make every day Veterans Day to honor all of those who answered the call to duty, those who volunteered, and to those who say, hey, here I am, take me, and went into very dangerous places to defend our democracy. Why can't they get employment? Iron workers have from helmets to hard hats. And you listened to Dave Colby yesterday talking about their effort, the doors are open, and age has nothing to do with it. Alderman Jim Balser from the 11th Ward, the keynote speaker, perhaps drew the loudest applause. A decorated Vietnam War veteran is set to retire after 17 years on the city council. We have to keep remembering, he said. We must never, ever forget. But I don't know. Do you think maybe we have? Remember I said to reach out? Please log on to yesterday's show. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on November 11th. It's not to be confused with Memorial Day. Veterans Day is a time to honor all of those who have served or are currently serving in the armed forces. Okay, so you have your parades and other events to celebrate and the sacrifice and dedication of those individuals. But they need jobs. And remember, oh, if you didn't, you couldn't possibly, I suggested why not honor them this year in a more personal way to help them get a job. And how about sending them the Dom Perignon of gourmet feasting through Lobstergram? All kinds of prices. But it is the filet mignon. It's not ground beef. How can you express your gratitude and say thank you? You're sending a thoughtful note? Why not include a monetary gift? Send them a gift, a care package, volunteer. And on the news, when they had so many clips of the celebration, what are you celebrating? No, it's not a celebration. It's a requiem to those who gave their lives, men and women. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners locally and in any country in the world. Just hold one little minute here. I have everything. Oh, Monday, yeah. Remember, it was 91 years ago that all of this happened. And they finally came to an agreement that Veterans Day would again be observed on November 11th from 1978 and so on. It's a national holiday. I don't know how many times I said to the silver fox, don't you think it's time to go down and get the mail? And he said, okay, one more time. I will tell you that it's a national holiday. Oh, I just came across this. This is all in November. Huh. I'll be darned. Did you know on November 1st it was All Saints Day? Excuse me. Oh. On Sunday, November 2nd, it was All Souls Day. And then on Sunday, November 2nd, daylight saving time ended. And on that same day, International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists. I didn't know that. And then, of course, the 4th was election. On November 6th, International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict. I haven't a clue what that's about. And on the 6th, Return Day, Delaware. Do any of you have a clue? I'm clueless. Monday, November 10th, World Science Day for Peace and Development. When was all of this inaugurated? How come there wasn't any fanfare about any of this? On the 12th, Wednesday, today, it's World Pneumonia Day. Huh? Well, who's the brainchild behind all of this? Now, Friday, the 14th, it's World Diabetes Day. On Sunday, November 16th, International Day for Tolerance. On Sunday, November 16th, World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. On the 19th, World Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease Day. I'm not kidding. This is authentic. Other holidays in November 2014 in the States. Now, are you ready for this one? On Wednesday, November 19th, World Toilet Day. Are we to pay homage to the toilet on that day? On the 19th, International Men's Day. On the 20th, Universal Children's Day. On the 20th, same day, Africa Industrialization Day, World Philosophy Day. On the 21st, World Television Day. On November 25th, International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The 27th, Thanksgiving. The 28th, Robert E. Lee's birthday. Friday, President's Day, the 28th. Lincoln's birthday, November 28th. Black Friday, November 28th. American Indian Heritage Day, November 28th. And on the 29th, International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. And then Sunday, November 30th, the first day of Advent. I had no idea that we had a toilet day, but I'll tell you what got my interest. November 6th. No, wait a minute. Let me... Oh, here it is. November 25th. Come on, write that down. I'm going to highlight this. Because it is a Tuesday, and I will remind you, you know, we have the Domestic Abuse PSA, International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. This is a marvelous time for me to segue into the PSAs. There are two of them brought to you by Celebrities in Their Own Right, authors in the book Choices. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. Ah, I love to get letters. Post Office Box, Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, Watson. Post Office Box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Let your voice be heard. What topics do you want me to address? I'll get the experts out. You know I have a mastermind group. That when any one of us are kind of stuck, oh, the telephone lines light up, and within a nanosecond, we have an answer. What are your thoughts? Pro, con, doesn't matter. My shows are eclectic. They could be a variety of topics. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. And I want this to be a family affair. I want us to unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in the world. You know, we're all connected with that golden thread. The only thing that separates us are our thoughts, our thinking. And then log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Click on all the buttons. Performing arts. You'll see a photo of David Taylor, the assistant concert master of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. With Kathy Watson, we're performing Simply Ageless performers. Our bags are packed. Imagine having the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra entertaining you at your event. And I'm there too. Our bags are packed. Rates individually assessed. And then click on video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Roger Plummer with Kathy Watson. We ignite the stage. Once we start our performance, this is the truth. The world could come to an end, and we wouldn't know. We simply wouldn't know, because we're so into it, and it's fun. Hey, Willie Shakes was quite a dude. Even though Willie was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later, James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. You will love it. It's entertaining. Oh, you'll clap your hands. You'll stomp your feet. You'll get up and participate. It's a great show for kids that are just getting to know about Willie Shakes. You know how to reach me. Now click on the video. Now, I have a condensed one that's only 4 minutes. This one is 17 minutes. That's on the website. But it's worth your time. Again, our bags are packed, and we're ready to travel. And remember that we do solo performances, too. I have a plethora of topics, but I usually custom design my speeches to fulfill your needs. I mean, if you're interested in performing arts, I'm not going to talk about stair climbing. If you're interested in knowing about your health, whoa, you know, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. It doesn't have to be. That's why when you click on books, the first nonfiction book you're going to see is The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. If you want to go and have a nip and tuck, it's okay, but you still have to exercise the muscles of your face. And in the book, you will see the illustrations and my exercises that provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And you know what? Once you've learned the techniques, move over, Ponce de Leon and all of you gurus out there, I salute you. But once you've learned them, they are yours for life, and they travel with you. They travel with you everywhere. Now, as we age, listen to me, darlings, as we age, many begin to slur their words. In fact, I even noticed some of the news broadcasters on our stations in Chicago are starting to, the lips aren't moving, and they're just kind of talking through the mouth. Doesn't have to be that way. It's not loose dentures. It's not even age. It's a lazy tongue. Did you know that the tongue is a muscle? Oh, the leaping lizards, taming the elephant, Tarzan thump. You will love it. Because you won't sound like a gassy old geezer who no one could really understand. Now, scroll down and look at choices. It's a must read. It's a book that you have to have. And tomorrow, from 11:30 to 12, I'm introducing the NATO Summit. Notable authors together optimize. They share their story. There are 14 of us. They share their story with you. How they got through the abyss, all the trials and tribulations to get to the mountaintop. You got to get the book. Now, you could order through me at discount by calling 847-882-8717 or log on to Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, and Barnes & Noble. Nonfiction, you won't be able to put the book down. And then another nonfiction book is 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, David Ritglin. And I'm in it, the passionate warrior. True stories. 101 of us are sharing with you how you could polish your life. You know, there has to be friction. An oyster cannot produce a beautiful pearl without friction. So when you have a little setback in your life, oh, take a chill pill. Learn the lesson from it. I learned lots of lessons in my life. And part of it is in choices. Yeah. Read it. I'm not going to tell you about it, but read it. Boy, did I ever learn a lesson. And then go to the Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa with Tom Patrick. That's fiction and nonfiction. There's a little segment that is true. Until you've been on the dark... Oh, what an out-of-this-world experience. But let me tell you about the book that Tom just came out with on July 15th, Tate Publishing, The Second Coming. The Second Coming by Tom Patrick captures, this is by a well-known historical blogger on Christian and historical fiction, Dennis Larson, in Montreal, Ontario, Canada. The Second Coming by Tom Patrick captures the essence of a great mystery and turned it into a thrilling story of Christian fiction. Filmmakers around the world are focusing on the rapture and the end of days storylines, drawing from prophecy to explain what the world is headed for. But author Tom Patrick has envisioned a plausible story with realistic characters and an adventurous plot. This is not to be missed. In the book, there's only one man who knows the answer for his discovery in the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove what he has known for over a year. The second coming of Christ has happened. You will not be able to put the book down. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I wanted to talk about International Day for just a moment. That's going to happen on November 25th, Violence Against Women. Oh, you know what, darlings? By the way, does anyone know whatever happened to Ray Rice, the football player, and the gal that married him after he beat the crap out of her? Domestic abuse, verbal, emotional, too. If those are not unchecked, they can be brutal, even deadly. Well, we were witness to that, weren't we? You have to call domestic abuse violence what it really is. It's a crime. It is not only men that are abusers, women too, grandfathers, athletes. Think back. Come on now. Think back to when you were first in the relationship. Oh, you know, we're all on our best behavior. What a loving person we are, man or woman, and how great things were. Then, like Inez Ross says, the roast beef has to be on the table. And then, you know, after all the lovey-dovey stuff, when we want to woo someone, of course we're going to be on best behavior. No man is worth your tears unless you find one that is. He won't beat you up or make you cry. And for men, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one that is, she won't break your heart. Huh. So now you're in a violent relationship. And oh, mothers, do not even harbor the thought that you're staying for the children. You're teaching them to get beat up is a way of life. The violence won't stop without help. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. Now remember, when you call that number, and if you're calling from out of Illinois, they'll be happy to give you the domestic hotline number in your state or in your area. Hey, men. Hey, macho men. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Testosterone. It's time for your voice to be heard. Now, why are you hesitant to make a statement? Think on this. Would you want your mother, sister, or brother to be a victim of abuse? whether it's emotional, verbal, domestic, I hit back. You better get involved. And children aren't the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with loving kindness. They are our future. In Illinois, 877-863-6338. I'm going to give you another hotline. Seniors, all of you, I don't care what your age was, ages. Con and scam artists. It's pandemic. Do you know? I'm acquainted, quasi-acquaintance, with a gal who's pushing 80 who was conned. Who was conned and lost quite a bit of money. And the woman that was conning her took a year to do it. She, you know, they'll tell you, oh, you are targeted. They know how to push your buttons. And after a year, this gal got the money from my quasi friend. And she's Oxford educated. Go figure. You see, they're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Don't you dare send them any money. If you've won a lottery, you don't have to pay them to send it to you. Robocalls, hang up. Someone gets you on the line, don't you dare give them any personal information, no social security number. Oh, but they'll sweet talk. Oh, I know that you're lonesome. You're bored and lonely. Volunteer. Get back into life. Call the police. Call a family member. But through ARP, I have the hotline, 800-646-2283. Now, based on reports, we lose about $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher. Because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Call 800-646-2283. And the PSAs have been brought to you by people who care and contributing authors in the book choices. Stephen Stressler, Reviva Labs, leader in skincare from humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services, my life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingertips. We've been with Chuck for over 30 years, and I've been with Reviva for over 40. Where did the time go? And then Rhea Smith, her chapter and choices. Who am I? And where am I going? You know, Kathy, I just gotta be me. Rudy Segovia. He will be on the air Thursday, November 20th. On Thursday. And he's going to share with you his story. He was a son of migrant farm workers. But that didn't stop him from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reached the American dream. And then my story through the years. You know what your greatest freedom is? You want to find out how I got conned out of money? Oh, by a silver-tongued serpent, a sociopath, who said that he was the second coming of Christ. This goes back years ago. But learn from us. Learn. You won't regret it. And then another dynamic diva, Marilyn Pacella. She decided that she had to work for herself. She's a female. She said, no, Kath, I ain't going to go to work for someone 50, 60 hours a week. If I'm going to put in that many hours, it's going to be for me. So she created mobile drug testing. It's an on-site service. She comes to you, saving you time and money. Marilyn provides fast, accurate drug testing while treating your employee in a professional manner. She comes to you for drug testing on site. Log on www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Would you like to be part of the consortium? It's a learning curve. I have a delicious introductory offer for those of you who want to be part of the most powerful marketing tool in the world, Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. Now, just imagine. It's a 10-week program, very affordable, but you're invited to co-host a show with me. Now, after, of course, I prep you. No loose cannons. I prep you. Now you log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and you listen to you. Now, this is where... The proof is always in the pudding. Everyone thinks they are so magnificent in sales, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But when do you hear yourself on radio? You're going to sit quietly, and you're going to score you on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. After listening to yourself, would you jump up and get in touch with you? Would you grab that information and say, I got to talk to Rudy. I got to talk to Marilyn. I've got to talk to Steve. I've got to talk to all of these people. We'll find out. It's a learning curve for you. Now, you want to reach people. I am part of Virtual Portal. Log on, Kathy, simply ageless, virtualportal.net, and click on my video one-on-one. It's a way to advertise my given talents, speaking, acting, stair climbing, whatever. But now, listen to me, how powerful radio is, Blog Talk. You now have the link to your show that you co-hosted with me. You now send it to your email database, and you ask them to forward the link to their email database, and so on. And so it could traverse the world by the click of a button. Are you getting it? Do you truly understand how powerful radio, Blog Talk Radio, is? Our technology is unbelievable. Imagine if we had this technology 50 years ago. Where would we be today? I would probably be in orbit doing my show. Live with Kathy. Do you want to be part of the consortium? It is sponsor-driven, but I think of it as partnership. So you have to call me, 847-882-8717. I don't know what your purpose is, your business, your service, your product. I don't know how you're identifying. You know, change is constant. There are times when you have to shift your strategy to accommodate change. I did that with the show on Thursday. You're now going to hear me for a half hour, and it's going to be about notable authors, notable people around the world, and how they're giving back, and how you can give back, and advertising your product and your service. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Lobstergram. Come on, the holidays are coming. And I was a recipient of a lobstergram. Cindy, our daughter, sent it to us on my birthday. Oh, man. I am duly spoiled. If you really want to make an impression, do you want to send something that will stand out and be enjoyed this holiday season? Send a mouth-watering holiday gift of succulent live lobsters, lobster tails, pork tender steaks, oh, filet mignons, oh, appetizers, desserts, or any combination you could think of. It's easy, it's fast. Rhea and Bob came in on August 22nd. On August 21st, my lobster gram was at my door. And they're still talking about it. Now, there are two ways that you could reach Lobstergram. Log on, lobstergram.com, or call 800-548-3562. They have gift certificates to allow your recipient to choose the perfect day to receive the feast, or you can email an e-certificate. You pick the day you want your special treat to arrive. I am telling you, it is the Dom Perignon. By the way, I already called Cindy and the kids, and I said, if you're so inclined for the holidays, this is what I want. I didn't say, please. I said, look, this is what I want. I don't need another bracelet. I don't need any clothes. I come from the world of haute couture. I'm going to do a show on that to teach all of you that you don't need 50 outfits, 50 pairs of shoes, 50 handbags, and 50 gloves. I had that at one time. I have a basic wardrobe of 5 pieces that I interchange with scarves and jewelry. However, having said that, you know how to reach me. Get the lobster tails, the filet, and the chocolate lava cakes. Huh. And Dan Zawecki, who is the founder of it, he will be on a Thursday show, and I'll give you plenty of time to know. Now, Impact is another sponsor of Live with Kathy. Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive, innovative cooperative programs. They're the liaison, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more about Impact, log on www.impact-net.org. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Ironworkers.org. And there's more. You know I'm an exercise evangelist. Oh, yesterday I had an incredible workout at Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the National Gold Medal Award in 2009 for excellence. And if you're bored and lonely, it's your own choice. Log on, heparks.org. Get involved with the 50-plus clubs of the consortium at Hoffman Estates, which is directed by Rika Kopp. She does a magnificent job. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And if you have a little financial issue, you could email Greg McIntyre, RCPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Give the veterans a job. Support veterans in every possible way that you can. I see the stress and the trauma and the disbelief on their face. The anger, maybe. All leading factors in premature aging and death. I would give them all my book, the e-book. The world could have it. It's free. That's how I give back. And I want to help them with a home-based business. There are so many ways that together we can make a difference, not only in their lives, but we feel good when we're doing something, when we're reaching out and giving back. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show, career versus college. That's what we talked about yesterday with Dave Colby. He was a Vietnam War veteran and 41 years in ironworking. Now, you have to make a decision. Do you want college or do you want a career? The focus. First of all, you have to really think about. Take some time and investigate what it is that you want. You won't know. If you don't ask, it's an automatic no. If you don't look into it, it's an automatic, well, I should have, I could have, why didn't, no. I told you, you log on to blog, log on to ironworkers.org. Now, do you need a college degree to succeed? Not necessarily. I didn't go to college. My children, adult children, didn't go to college, and they're all beaucoup successful in their careers. But what you need to do right now is to focus. What is your passion to achieve? Not only financial success, but personal satisfaction. Knowing that you, through your planning, reach the mountaintop. Look at Bill Gates. He's the most humble man I know. I congratulate he and Melinda. They said that their children would now will not be trust fund babies. How could you possibly develop when things are given to you that you don't use the talents that you have? College versus the trades. Is college for everyone? Again, you have to decide. You know, I married an ironworker. The Dom Perignon of construction trades, ironworkers. But I am going to tell you, share with you, five of the best jobs you can get without a college degree, part one and two. Now, a bachelor's degree, come on, is often thought to be the key to financial success. All right, here's the fact. The median salary of high school graduates 25 years and older is $29,766 a year. Now, the typical grad, college grad, with a BA makes $50,281. Unfortunately, many young people have to dig deep into debt for a shot at those future returns. Now, let me tell you about the jobs you could get. Five of the best without a college degree. Let me start with dental assistant. Annual to $28,000 up to $56,000. Smiles all around for jobs in dentistry. Elevator installer. Annual salary, $62,000 to $91,000. Going up, job prospects for elevator installers and repairers certainly are. Construction, here come the iron workers, of new office building stores and other non-residential projects has gradually risen as the economy has improved and lifted demand for elevators and the people who work on them. You see, the aging population may also add to the need for stair lifts and elevators in both homes and non-residential buildings. Okay? How about health information technicians? Anywhere from $27,000 to $45,000. Again, thanks to the large part to the aging population, healthcare in America is the fastest growing industry. And all those medical charts aren't going to track themselves. Health information technicians manage medical records, including patient symptoms, diagnosis, insurance claims, so on and so forth. Whoa! How about a massage therapist? Salary $24,000 to $51,000. Massage therapists can relax knowing that they are in high demand. Baby boomers are coping with more aches and pains as they age, will increasingly need their services. Plus, with massage clinic chains proliferating and making the practice more affordable, even younger folks will be able to indulge themselves for greater relaxation. Are you ready for this? A carpenter. Yep, we do need them. Annual salary, $31,000 to $55,000. A whole lot of people have already figured out that they can build a solid career without a college degree in carpentry. This field sports the highest number of workers on the list, and due in large part to the country's population growth and the need for new home construction. Expect another 218,000 people to be needed over the next several years. In particular, entrepreneurial types tend to flock to this occupation. Most carpenters get their starts in 3 or 4 year paid apprenticeships. This is what we were talking about. Earn while you learn, which you can find through unions, contractors, and associations through United Brotherhood of Carpenters, Home Builders Institute. The same groups may offer special programs for veterans. Mazel tov, hallelujah, as well as additional training opportunities that may help you advance in the field. All right, now here's part two. Get your mind thinking. We're looking at electricians, $38,000 to $66,000. No shock here. Electricians are looking at a bright future. By the way, I'm extrapolating this from the Chicago Tribune. Job seekers turn inside for great career opportunities, career builders. This is in November. Four things that just might help you. Land the dream job. Awesome. But here, are you interested? An increasing number of construction projects is driving demand for these professionals. You might attend technical school to study circuitry. Most electricians, again, get started with a 4 to 5 year paid apprenticeship. And remember now, there's toilet day here in America. It is international. Oh, that's on November 19th. We need plumbers. Annual salary, $37,000 to $67,000. New buildings come with plenty of new pipes. And all those drains lead to an ocean of opportunities for plumbers. Pipe fitters, steam fitters, who are lumped in with plumbers, specialize in systems that carry acids, chemical and gases. The already large pool of workers is expected to add more than 82,000 new positions over the next several years. Regular maintenance needs and remodeling projects, including those necessary to meet stricter water efficiency standards, also give plumbers a steady flow of business. It's endless. You can dive into the work straight out of high school. Again, with a 4 or 5 year paid apprenticeship in which you'll typically earn 30 to 50% of what fully trained plumbers make. And as your vocation training advances, your wages grow. Once your apprenticeship is completed, You'll be considered a journey worker and be able to do some tasks on your own. There's iron workers again, impact. After you gain more experience, you will become a master plumber. Work independently, which requires a license in most cases. Don't be stuck. Think out of the box. How about computer user support specialists? Annual salary, $35,000 to $60,000. Oh, millennials with not-so-tech-savvy parents have been training for this job for their whole lives. Computer user support specialist helps co-workers and clients troubleshoot their PC and Mac problems from setup to shutdown. Knowledge of computers is obviously a prerequisite for this role. Taking some computer-related courses might help you prove your skills, but completing a degree is not usually necessary. If you'd like to become a network support specialist, however, and boost your potential to between $45,000 to $78,000 a year, you may need to get at least an associate degree. With a bachelor's in the tech field, you can even earn more. From $72,000 to $116,000. Construction supervisor, annual salary $46,000 to $76,000. Those new construction projects and all the plumbers, electricians, and carpenters working on them need someone to take charge. In fact, by 2022, they're expected to need more than 128,000 new sets of eyes to supervise all the building. The high demand lends itself to competitive pay. Construction foremen earn the second highest medium incomes of all jobs on this list at $60,000 a year. But be aware, there's high stress, highest score on the list, high risk, with workers prone to injury. But if you're in good mental shape and good physical shape, think about it. You'll need to put in, here again, the apprenticeship before you become a journeyman, 5 years of field work before you can hop into a foreman's shoes. But you can start working in construction and towards supervisor position straight out of high school as a helper or a laborer. Advancement will mainly depend on your work experience and on-job training. You can also earn certifications. Certifications to perform specialized tasks such as scaffold building, welding, and concrete finishing. Hey, brick mason, $35,000 to $62,000. Dear Big Bad Wolf, don't waste your time. All that huffing and puffing is no match for the sturdy brick, block, stone constructions being assembled as quickly as the population grows. Along with the new schools, hospitals, and other buildings being built, Kiplinger expects construction to begin on 1.1 million new homes in 2014, up 8.6% from 2013. Don't you see the picture? Don't you see it? That means plenty of job opportunities for brick masons, known as block masons, stone masons, depending on the material they specialize in. No degree or work experience is required to get started. But masons often begin with paid apprenticeship, 4 years. So you've got it. Log on to ironworkers.org. Call me or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I shall be delighted to share with you, again, all of these opportunities. You're living in the capitalistic America, entrepreneurial. The sky is the limit. There is no limit. You could soar, but you have to be a sturdy, brave dude You're listening to Live with Kathy, and don't forget, tomorrow morning, 11:30 to 12, notable authors together optimize. Au revoir.